It is a popular, if not common, urban legend of a psychological exercise for students of psychology to have a group of maybe two or three students go to a place that is populated with people passing by, be it a town square or a carnival, a mall. One of them stands in the public area while the other one or two sit off to the side to record their observations. The one who stands in the visible area stands looking upward, just standing there looking up at nothing in particular. What the others observe is how long before people begin to notice this person looking upward, and how many of them stop and look up themselves to see what that person is looking at. They say that after a time, you will see two or three other people standing there with the individual looking up, still not sure what they're looking at. I think of this whenever I read the story of the ascension of Jesus. Jesus ascends into heaven, and the 12 are standing there looking up into the sky, not even noticing the men in white walking by and saying, "What are you looking at?" In some Christian denominations, it is a major focal point for them to calculate when Jesus is going to come again. They read the signs, they look at the scriptures, and they try and calculate the exact time so that we can prepare for Jesus to come again. The time comes, and it goes. Jesus doesn't come. So then they have to look at the scriptures more intently, more deeply, to recalculate when he will come again. They are fixated on the second coming, as if they themselves are looking up in the sky, waiting for him to descend as he ascended into heaven. As Catholics, however, we remember the words of Jesus before he ascended into heaven. It is not for us to know the times or the seasons. Even before that, as Jesus is speaking of the end time and end time themes, he says, "As to the day or the hour, no one knows, not even the Son, but only the Father." And so, as followers of Christ, at least in the Catholic Church, we are not fixated on when Jesus will come again, although we wait in joyful hope for the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. But rather, we remember the instructions that Jesus gave us in the Spirit and the words of the men who observed the apostles themselves looking up into the sky, in a way reminding them, "Why are you looking up there? You have work to do. Jesus will come again. He's promised it, and so we know he will." But rather, we are to be focused on the work that Christ gave us to do until he comes again in glory. We await his return, but we're not so fixated to the neglect of everything else. We pray that prayer, "Maranatha, come, Lord Jesus." But we remember the task that he has given us to go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And so while today we celebrate a milestone event, which in many ways is an extension of what we celebrated 40 days ago, the ascension is merely an extension of the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. He rose from the dead, ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of God. We await for him to come again in glory, and we are blessed and animated by the Holy Spirit, whose coming we will celebrate next Sunday at Pentecost. But as his followers, we are not called to look up into the sky, looking for, waiting for, intently fixated upon the second coming. We know it will come one day. How and when, only the Father knows, and he hasn't even told his Son. Rather, our focus must be on the work that Christ has given us, the instructions he gave us in the Spirit, the command to make disciples of all the nations and to spread this gospel to the ends of the earth, beginning with our own families. Let us, as we await in joyful hope for his coming, be faithful in carrying out his commands, so that when he comes, he will see those commands fulfilled as the gospel continues to be spread by us, by the work he gave us to do, seeing that word spread to the ends of the earth, beginning with our family, our parishes, and our local communities. Let us not be people fixated on the return, while at the same time we wait in joyful hope for the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Let us be people of the Word who fulfill Christ's commands by the spreading of that Word.